All right, 1380 WPHM Thursday mornings around this time is when we do our homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul, and welcome to Doing Your Homework. I'm your host, Chip Mortimer. As most of you know, Mortimer Lumber, it's a family-owned and operated business, and one of the things that we've involved, it says Mortimer Lumber, but we're more than just a lumber yard. One, we've got a lot of hardware, and we really need to rely on a source of distribution for products coming in weekly that we sell. And so one of those companies that we rely on, the name of it is Orgel Company. Don't really expect any of my audience to understand what Orgel is, but we're here to explain about who they are and what they are. And so joining me today is Mr. John Saman, who works for Orgel. And before I get a little background from him, I just want to remind you that if you have any comments or questions on any future topics, we can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com. So with that, welcome, John Saman, to Doing Your Homework.
Thanks, Chip. Good morning.
Good morning. And, John, maybe before we start talking about Orgel, just give us a little background of what you've done in the building materials industry.
Well, I worked for a company similar to yours, family-owned, six-store chain of lumber yards and hardware for 15 years, mostly in management. And then back in 1988, made the switch to outside sales in building materials and hardware. Stayed in the same field, only on the other side of the counter. So I have a total of 45 years in the industry, working at retail and wholesale hardware and building materials.
Okay, great. With that being said, that's a lot of experience. Let's talk a little bit about Orgel. Certainly when we purchase products, we can buy some products on a direct basis, but there's a number of items, nuts and bolts and hammers and things that, you know, we need a weekly distribution, plumbing items, electrical items. So tell me a little bit about the Orgel Corporation, and do they just service the independent retail dealer?
Yes. We don't do any business with big boxes, only independent retail hardware and lumber yards. Orgel has been around for over 150 years based out of Memphis, Tennessee. And we stock in our warehouse for weekly delivery to your store over 75,000 hardware and building material items in our warehouse in Sykeston, Missouri. The turnaround time to get product in most cases is you have until 10 o'clock Sunday evening to place an order, and we ship it to you Monday morning, Tuesday morning.
Okay. Well, maybe just a little clarify that. I really want to say people coming to Mortimer Lumber, really, I want to say cutoff might be Friday afternoon, Saturday
Correct.
Morning latest.
Correct.
I don't want to go work 7 days a week and be there Sunday,
no,
but that's okay. I understand.
I'm just giving you the turnaround time of how fast we get product from Sykeston, Missouri to Port Huron, Michigan.
Well, certainly we rely on that weekly distribution, and we have that. Maybe it's important. Can you just touch base? And I haven't seen the number in a while. What is your average fill rate? In other words, to maybe explain, when we order product, and I'm sure it's over 95% of what we order is going to be filled that week. Can you tell me a little better number? How close, what is the fill rate on a weekly basis?
That's a good question, Chip. Our fill rate on an average is 98%.
98%. So you're pretty much... there's no guarantee on everything, but pretty much of a 98% fill rate. If we order something, something's going to be there.
Correct.
So, and certainly, one thing that that Orgel does not only for ourselves but other dealers to keep us competitive. I mean, number one, our customers when they come into Mortimer Lumber and want to buy something, are they paying the right price? And then, or is it less money at the boxes? So. Don't they do a price shop or something?
Yes. We, our merchants and our buyers at Orgel, whenever we bring any products in, negotiate with all the vendors to keep all of our hardware stores and lumber yards competitive with the big boxes. So you can rest assured that you're buying as competitively as they are. Orgel buys the large quantity containers of individual hardware products, power tools, what have you, and we pass that savings on to you, so that you can pass it on to your customer.
Okay. I think it's also important to keep up on industry trends and in products and vendors, there are two shows that Orgel has. Normally one is in February and one is in August.
That's
correct. I know we normally send at least four, sometimes five hardware buyers, and you're there to help assist our people with some other dealers. But to talk a little bit, how many square feet? I've kind of lost track once again. It's a huge, if I can use that word, huge show.
Yes, it is.
How many square feet or how many?
Our markets have become 1 million square feet plus. So we're very limited as to where we can have our markets now, because not too many cities offer convention centers that can give us 1 million square feet.
Okay. And there can you, 1 million square feet, and I don't know how many vendors, anything from
2,000 vendors.
2,000 vendors, lawnmowers, barbecue grills, plumbing, electrical, just too numerous for me to name here on this show. But
yes, anything that you could want in the hardware and building materials industry is displayed and shown and marketed at this buying show.
And isn't Orgel almost a worldwide company?
Orgel is a worldwide company, yes. We do business in 65 countries. And our most recent, over the last 2 years, we've opened a distribution center in Canada, and we've now expanded into North America very heavily.
Wow. Okay. And I guess the other thing we're talking, you know, as far as our customer base, Orgel caters to not only the professional, but also the consumer, you would think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Our product mix is handles both categories, professional installers, builders, and do-it-yourself customers.
Okay. And then I think kind of another unique situation, if someone comes into Mortimer Lumber and either A, it's a stock product for us or possibly a special order, doesn't it show up, and I'll use Chuck as far as our Orgel person that orders a weekly product, but can he look up on a computer screen to see what kind of inventory is at the distribution center?
Yes, absolutely. We have a live inventory on our Orgel.com website for our dealers like yourself, so that if a customer comes in and wants a special order any given item, you can see immediately that we have that product in stock. And if we don't have a lot and it's the week before your delivery is coming in, we offer the ability for you to go ahead and place that order for that item immediately, and then we reserve that item for you to guarantee your customer is going to get it next week.
Okay. And maybe just one other thing. I know we talked to, we have the weekly distribution. Depending on when there might be a holiday, i.e. whether it be Christmas or the 4th of July, Labor Day is pretty standard. It's always on a Monday. But with those floating holidays, we might get a little tripped up. And maybe there's 1 week out of the year where it might be a two-week lead time. But other than that, it's pretty much a one-week lead time.
For the most part, it's 1 week. And then when we do have a situation where a truck gets canceled due to a holiday, we usually get you an out-of-the-ordinary delivery to make that up for you.
Okay.
So you don't usually miss any trucks.
Okay. Well, as large of an organization as Orgel is, they're still pretty grounded. They're a people organization, and I happen to know some people, you know, whether it be Ron Beal or some others, that they're a people person company. It's not
they
just
are.
A number. It's they value your business and always want to thank you.
That's
they
correct.
Always thank us for our business. I know you're always thanking me for the yes. business, and wouldn't you say that's true with the whole organization?
Absolutely. They're a very family-oriented company, and our motto at our company is to help you, Mortimer Lumber, to be successful, you know, and that we carry that motto to all of our customers.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, John, for coming in and give us a little insight as
You're
to,
welcome.
You know, our buying capabilities with Orgel on the hardware side of things. And once again, if you have any comments or you want to have some future topics, we can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com.